B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley, June the 29th, as we head into 4th of July weekend. Happy Monday to all, and I'm excited. Oh, the schedule came out when we left. I was so mad it came out Friday, like around dinner time, and all I kept thinking about was, oh, I wish that came out earlier in the day. Talk about lifting your spirits. Wow. The NBA schedule is out, and it's awesome. We're going to get basketball every day from noon until about midnight. 12 hours of ball every day. We're going to have games Tuesday at a 4:30, you know, on a Wednesday at 1. Like, how great is that? Baskets all the time, wall to wall basketball. I'm so excited, and I love them. I'm all bullish on the Sixers, bullish on the boys, on the squad. So we have the tune up games, and I look at the schedule like it's an Eagles schedule. That's how sick I am, but I can't wait because the season gets underway Saturday, August 1st for the Sixers against Indiana at 7. And then Monday, August 3rd, 8 o'clock against the Spurs. Wednesday, August 5th, 4 p.m. against the Wizards. Friday against the Magic, August the 7th on TNT. All the games are going to be on. And then that's a 6:30, John. And then the Sunday, 6:30, Sixers Blazers on August 9th. And then August 11th, a 4:30 piece against the Suns. August 12th, the back-to-back deal. 6:30 against the Raptors. And in the end, the eight-game half exhibition, half end of the regular season on Friday, August 14th against the Rockets. And then the playoffs will start the following week. How great is that? See, once you get a schedule, it's real. And I'm convinced they're going to play now. I know I've been wishy-washy. One day I say yes, you know, the next day I say no. I read things. I want to stick my head in the sand. But after seeing the schedule, you see some of the guys that aren't showing up. All right, whatever. I get it. But I think they're going to play. They're going to have enough players. They're going to play. This thing's going to happen. We're going to get Sixers and NBA in an unprecedented August. It's going to be a fabulous August. Maybe we'll get hockey, too. I think we're going to get hockey. And we'll see about baseball. I'm most dubious about baseball. But the bubble in the NBA all but assures that they're going to play. And look, Adam Silver said it on Friday night when they delivered the schedule. I love them. I agree with them. He said, look, you know, guys are going to get tested. Guys are going to come positive, and, you know, that's, we've got to play through it. That's that. So, you know, just got to hope that Joel Embiid doesn't get it. That's all that matters. He and Ben are healthy. And they're going to play it. And I love it. I'm thinking it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have games playing all the time. It's going to be so different and so entertaining. And here's the deal. So when we look at this thing, they got every bit of chance to win it. They got every bit of chance to win it. There's no home court, right? So the seedings are really out the window. It's just about how good you are. Best team wins. And I think they have a great shot at winning this thing. Obviously, Milwaukee, but Milwaukee is going to be hurt by the layoff. I think they're one of the teams that gets hurt by the layoff. They were in such a groove, such a rhythm that I think it's more of a detriment than a help. For a team like the Sixers, who were a half a disappointment, certainly on the road, they got a chance Brett's got a chance to get things right. And I think they got a tremendous long. They're going to play defense. Shooting is not going to be, they're going to be a little rusty. So I think it's going to be about defense. And I think they're positioned well. I think they beat Boston. I think they beat Toronto. I think they beat Miami. I think they beat Indiana. So I feel great about it. I'm anxious. And then we'll have the NHL soon. And my guess is this week. Baseball schedule this week. The Phillies have a pool of players, which is great. We actually see a pool of players. So 4 weeks into the season, they got to go from 53 to 26. All right. I like it. Ready to go. We're close, Andrew. Good morning, Judas.
What's going on, man? Can you say it for me?
Do me a favor, Andrew. Play the song.
That's the first of many, right? I mean, if they're going to the finals, or at least the Eastern Conference Finals, we're going to hear this often, right?
Oh, they're going to the finals, guys. They're going to the finals.
So we're
going to
hear this almost every day.
I'm convinced. In fact, I may play it every day. Mandatory play the song Tunis.
Good.
Every day. And if I forget, the audience has to come in and remind me. For Philadelphia.
It's going to be fo, fo, fo. Or like 5, 6, 7.
No, fo. No fo, fo, fo. But it's all right. As long as we get fo, fo, fo. In any which way. I can't wait, Andrew. This is like, it becomes real, doesn't it?
Yes.
When you see the schedule, it feels like it's going to happen. It feels good.
That means they took the time to actually sit down and say, all right, we got to figure out times. We got to figure out who's playing where. We got to figure out who's playing when, who's playing who. And that means they took the time to do that. So they know that this is happening. They know they're going to make this work. You know, you mentioned it. There's, of course, obviously some players are still going to opt out. Wilson Chandler was one of the latest. And our old friend Justin Anderson got signed by the Nets. But, okay, you know, you know what's going to happen? Every time somebody sits out.
I don't blame him. I mean, you made a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know,
but every time somebody sits out, the old Doug Peterson saying, next man up. There is going to be somebody else that steps up and plays. And you know what? There's going to be an NBA product, and it's going to be a good NBA product. The first 8 games may be slightly disappointing because I'm sure there's going to be experiments. I'm sure.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Are we really going to be?
Oh, I don't give a damn.
Right. That's my point. Like, are we judging style right now?
No. I'm just looking forward to the
exactly.
Basketball.
Like, we're going to get basketball. That's all I care about.
It's still going to be the top level basketball that we're going to see any day because the NBA is always the best.
You're going to be able to turn on the television every day from noon until midnight and watch ball.
Yeah, we're going to be doing live look-ins at noon during the show.
Are you kidding me? That's not great. That's what we want. We listen. I said it last week. You know, KBO. All right. You know,
got me whatever. To this point.
I'm done.
Yep.
I'm kind of done. They are Dinos. Go Dinos. I'm done. German soccer, EPL.
It got you to this point,
right?
And now you're a month away. Hopefully, less than a month for baseball.
Whatever.
But you're right. A month away from basketball starting. A month and 2 days.
I see it. And it's going to be interesting. 12 hours of hoop. 12 hours of hoop. A, I'm curious, what does that do to baseball?
And
I'll be honest with you. If I'm the NBA, I said this before, they're going to change their calendar. And they're going to move. They're going to start the season on Christmas Day. And especially if they have success, why not?
Yeah.
And what they should do is they should do day game. The minute school's over for kids, they should have day games. Matinee hoops.
That'd be pretty cool.
What a perfect day. Summertime's hot. You want to escape once in a while, go inside. Air-conditioned building, watch some ball. Come on. You can't beat that.
We're literally going to be just sitting on the couch. As soon as basketball starts, we're going to be sitting on the couch doing nothing all day. Listen, I can't wait.
The beauty is you can be on the couch. You can be by the pool. You could be on the corner. Whatever it is you want.
Are you kidding me?
You want to hang the park, and you have a tablet. And I kind of tell people, they go, wow, television, summertime. Listen, you got a tablet, you got a TV.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that's it. You got a tablet. We got ball. You can watch basketball. Viewing parties down the beach, down the shore. We got to pick our viewing parties.
You're damn right. I'm in on that. I'm in on the viewing party.
We got to do some fun stuff. The first game, Saturday, August 1st. We should be down the shore watching that game against the Pacers. Oh, dude. There's some great games, man. Yeah, down the shore watching with everybody on the beach.
How about those last two? You go Raptors, Rockets to get you geared up for the playoffs. I can't wait, man.
Oh, Sixers, Rockets?
Yep. That's the last, the eighth game.
Oh, that's outrageous. Friday night. Gets you excited. Ben with a triple-double.
Do you wish that they were playing some more of the talented teams in the eight games? Like selfishly?
Yeah, I wanted to see a Boston.
Yeah, I wanted to see Sixers-Lakers, Bucks. Selfishly.
Yeah.
No, I think they were going off of the remaining schedule. Like, that's part of it. So I understand why, but part of me is like, that's a weak schedule.
No, it is. Listen, Pacers, they got it in for the Pacers. Pacers beat them twice.
Yep.
And they beat them handily. I was in Indiana for one of the losses. They beat them. Remember Christmas Day or New Year's Day?
Yep, New Year's Day.
They blew them out.
It's embarrassing.
Yes. So they owe the Pacers. We'll go through it. We'll go through the 8-0 start. Then a restart.
The 8-0 start.
I'm going to be delirious this week. So just I'm warning you.
Good.
I'm going to be completely let's get nuts. All right, we're just getting started on a Monday. We'll have the Monday Five for you, the playback. And the playback is going to be a great one today. The playback, Temple, Penn State. Oh, football. Temple, Penn State. Down goes Hackenberg. Matty Rhule.
Come on, tough Penn State fans.
I love it.
You better listen and react to when Hackenberg went down 11 times.
That's going to be great.
All the smack Hackenberg. Talk. All the smack talk you do to us little owls.
Yes.
You're so tough.
Yes. That's going to be great. That's going to be great. All right. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. 610-632-0975. Let's get it started on the phones. Paul in Somerton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hello, Paul. You excited?
So excited for this to start back up again. We talked last August how I told you I think they're going to win the chip this year, and nothing's going to change that. I really think they're going to beat the Lakers in six in October, so these are going to have that music playing a whole bunch this summer.
I love your optimism. And, you know, if you think about it, they're situated nicely for it, you know, with the restart.
Built for 16, like you've been saying.
Yeah, man.
Built for 16.
Yeah, and I love the fact that, now listen, I wish they were home. I wish we could go and watch them play and the building get crazy. But I kind of like the fact that they're in Orlando, bubbled up.
Yeah, being a season ticket holder, absolutely. I wish that they were home so I could be there enjoying the games. I mean, but with the circumstances that are presented, we got to just treat this significantly. Like, when people say that if they win a championship or any team that wins a championship this year, should there be an asterisk to it? Absolutely not. Well, maybe, if you want to look at it as a positive asterisk. I mean, for our country to be going through what it's going through and for us to have sports again, it's really big, and for the Sixers to win a chip, or any team for that matter in this city, would be incredible. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Flyers could win one too.
Exactly. I'm with you. this idea of the asterisk, I go, you know, listen, with you win, you win. And even and this is one you remember that you'll never forget because of the circumstances. You're right on, Paul.
This whole entire year is going to be in the history books. We're going to be teaching our kids about this when they're growing up.
Yes.
So for a championship to happen in a year like this, maybe it's more significant than any championship. I can't say that for sure, you know what I mean? But who knows, later on down the line, this could be something that could be talked about forever, and it could be remembered forever. Like, of course, teams that win the championships are remembered. But with this kind of circumstance, it might make the memory even last even longer for it.
Yes.
Like, who remembers who finished second or whatever in 2003? Nobody remembers that. But a situation like this year, I think whoever's in the finals for any sport, they're going to be remembered for a while. Listen, guys, I really can't wait for the season to start back up again. Hope you have a great day.
Paul, what a great call to start the show.
6-2, 5-3 to do this restart up. The only thing I wish we had the Bucks on the schedule.
I know, me too.
Let's just get this thing started up,
Paul.
So that way we can have this championship season. Have a great game.
Wait. Paul.
I'm here.
Tell Paul. Tell Tunis what to do right now.
Cue up that music.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I hear it 20 times today, I don't care. In fact, I want it to be.
We're going
to
move it to number one in the charts again?
Yes.
We've done that a few times.
Yes, we will do it again today. By the way, on the text board early, our man Adam Taliaferro.
Oh, nice.
Penn State says like it. I love AT. Adam is my man. He says, hey, cuz, any chance we could scrap today's playback? Classic.
Oh, what a great day.
Right?
My cousin is a big Penn State guy. And I met up with him at halftime. And it was like, remember, it was 10-7 at halftime, but Temple wasn't really doing anything on offense. And he's just like, oh, yeah, it's going to be another day for your Owls. You get to go home sad. And then we met up in the parking lot afterward. And I got to gloat.
That third quarter?
Unreal.
And then leading into the early fourth quarter? Wow, that was outrageous. That was so much fun. Oh, my God. That was the best. Drew, that was the best. Classic. Oh, my God. That was the best.
Yeah, that was a great day.
It really was. That was a lot of fun. All right. So, I love the bullish optimism on the Sixers. I love that. I love to get to start the show with that they're going to win the chip. And it goes back to it. I'm curious how we feel. Let's talk basketball. We haven't talked ball in a while. I'll get legs on probably tomorrow. And then let's talk this week. I want to dive into the what happens on the floor.
Doesn't it feel good that we can do that finally?
Yeah.
Like, this is a holiday. Let's mark it in the calendar. We're going to celebrate this day from years to come.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. The minute we have sports back, our sports back, you know, listen, I know the thing's flaring. I get it. But the minute we have sports back is the road. It's when you could see the road to normalcy. You're not there, but you could see it. You could see that end of the tunnel, and you have something to take you there, right? You got something to take you there. That's the beauty of this thing. All right, here's what we'll do. 610-632-0975. We will get all your calls today. I want to have you conversation. We'll get the weekend five for you as well. We'll give you the five questions like we do on Fridays and Mondays. All straight ahead. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 1027 on a Monday morning, 4th of July week. You ready? Because our playback is Temple, Penn State. And here you go. From Adam Taliaferro, Hurts, man. I was on the sideline for that game. Gave some pregame words to my PSU guys. Then we took the L. Haven't gave any more pregame words since.
Oh, wow. They invited them back?
That's a violation. Hey,
come on, Penn State. Let's go.
Come on, Franklin. Come on, Coach Franklin. Get him back.
That's a bit of a violation on Penn State.
Yes. Come on. Yes.
It's not like you won a national championship or anything. Come on.
Speaking of football, Cam to the Patriots.
How about that? You know, we had this thought that maybe the Patriots would be really bad this year, and then we had that scary thought that he'd be paired up with Trevor Lawrence. Remember we like sort of threw that out there? Does he win more games with Cam? I don't know this Stidham guy. I don't.
He loves Stidham. Stidham's the guy unless Cam beats him out.
I'm not going to lie to you and say that I literally know nothing about Stidham.
Belichick loves him.
I mean, it's Hoyer, Stidham, and Newton. That's your quarterback room.
Belichick loves Stidham.
All right. So you think he's going to win some games with Stidham this year?
He thinks so. I don't know. It's going to be curious. It'd be interesting because here's the thing about Belichick. I wouldn't put it past. Now, he's never had to do that because he's had Brady all those years, but I wouldn't put it past him that he almost shares the time between Stidham and Newton, kind of going hot hand type of thing.
That'd be interesting.
Knowing him, would you put anything out?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Because they'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, if there's a will, there's a way for him.
I am shocked that Newton was available as long as he was. And then here comes Belichick, like, all right, sure, I'll bring him on board. And now there's 31 NFL teams going, oh, no, why didn't we sign Cam? If Belichick thinks he's still good to go, he must be.
Well, you know, that said, at least we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about quarterbacks. Because we drafted one. Which months later, I still don't understand. I still don't get second round pick, but whatever. It's all right. I feel good about the birds. I was over it.
Yeah.
I put it to rest.
It would have been nice to have drafted a guard in the second round.
All right. So let me ask you a question. So let's start off, and I want to get to the phones because I see Danny and Nikki, and we're going to talk about Sixers, and I'm curious, how do you see this going? But here we go. You ready? First question of the five. What are you willing to put to rest right now when it comes to 4-for-4 land? So I put the Jalen Hurts thing to rest for now.
Huh. Okay.
Like, I'm not over it, but I think Howie's done a good enough job right now to say, all right, I'll table it. I'm on record by saying I don't like it, but I'm willing to table it as to not aggravate myself and try to be, and then sometimes you're overly negative.
Right.
And I don't want to be overly negative.
All right.
So that's the first question. what are you able to put to rest that really bothers you, but you could put it to rest right now? I have a Sixer thing I'm going to throw at you. Off of that.
I think I know where you're coming from.
That's right.
So I'll change my answer, but I think I know where you're going with
all
that.
All right, that's question number one. Really, question number one is best worst of the weekend. I know your best of the weekend. You will share that later. That is good.
Oh, yeah.
I have a worst of the weekend.
Sorry. I would have done it.
You saw my hands. Would you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let you know what that is. Question number three. I want a Sixers prediction. How do you see it going? Play it out. The eight games and then beyond. Question number four. You get to take a sledgehammer to the toe of someone in the pandemic. Who is, like, these people that are screaming and yelling and acting a fool for not wearing a mask in the store? Are you nuts?
Can you just follow the rules for once, please?
You know, can you just be mindful of others? Really, no one's saying it. Nobody wants to wear a mask. All right? It sucks wearing a mask. I hate it. I hate it. But listen, you go to a store, you're a bunch of strangers, just wear the damn mask. And stop making a fuss over it. Or else you get a sledgehammer to the toe.
Yeah, I got a great answer for that.
All right? You'd love to take a sledgehammer to the toe with somebody like that, wouldn't you?
Yes. And when it comes to the pandemic, I know I have, it was like very early on, but I'll talk about it later.
All right? And then question number five of your weekend five is, I want your favorite movie character, but your bust out one. Not one that's everybody's on the tip of everybody's tongue. All right? Your own favorite.
I got another one.
Like, I give you mine. There is a movie. It's a British gangster movie.
Okay.
Called Sexy Beast. And it's
interesting.
It's about this dude, Gal, who is...
Dude's name is Gal.
Yeah, well, he's that's his nickname. He's the guy who is in The Departed, who was Jack Nicholson's right hand man.
Oh, okay.
You know him. He's like he kind of has a gangster look. He's got the Jeff cap on, and so he plays this retired British gangster who goes to Spain. Right, he retires to Spain. He gets called in for another job. It's a bank job that he's got to go fly to London and perform this job. And they won't leave him alone. And what happens is one of the great actors of all time comes in and tries to woo him, and he winds up getting killed. So anyway, that's my favorite bust out character, the Sexy Beast dude. So there you go. There's your five questions for today to start this Monday. Let's get to Danny. In North Philly, Danny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, what's up, Dad? How you feeling?
CD Dan, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. I thought it said CD Dan. I don't know. I was kind of in the middle of a job when I called in.
What's going on, CD Dan?
I think this is awesome that the schedule came out. It gives some sense of normalcy. It really does. It's something to look forward to. And for the Beats thing, we definitely got to do something with the first game. I really feel like that we got to do that because that's solidified. And then, assuming everything goes well, we definitely got to have something for the first playoff game. I think that's really important.
Yes, I agree. I think the first playoff game we got to do.
Oh, absolutely. But we have to do the first regular season game because what if it, for whatever reason, got shut down?
Yeah.
I want to ensure that we have at least one time where we can enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to, you know, if we book it for the playoffs and that happens, something happens, or even if it's only pushed back a couple weeks or something, like, I want to get the ball rolling just like you, you know?
Yep. For
the first eight games, these are my concerns. So these are things I'm going to be looking for other than just, like, style of play or, you know, switch-ups in the lineup. I wanted to see where the motivation of the team is, their focus, and I want to see the conditioning. And now with all three, you're going to want to see that league-wide because I feel like it's just going to be a completely different competitive atmosphere, whether as like you know, somebody sprains an ankle more easily, or just somebody's not as focused as they usually are.
Of course, we here need to know about Embiid, right? We need to know, is Embiid in any kind of decent shape?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, is it unrealistic to ask for a few jumpers from Ben? I know it's been, you know, a few months now, but if you play through this season and then start the next season in December anyway, he's going to only have a couple months to acquire jumpers then too. So why not just bring it out now in these eight games?
Yeah, I hear. Yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, we'd love to hear.
Think it'll happen. I mean, but
I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna happen. I just want to me. It's just, I need you to win.
If they play basketball, I'm happy. If they just play, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm not greedy today. Like this thing, I'm not greedy. If they go out early, I'm pissed and I'm disappointed.
You'd rather see them go out early than not see them at all, of course. So I think we're both on that point. You know?
Yeah, but I have expectations, though, too.
At least we'll have something to bitch about, you know?
Yes.
So, have you heard anything more from your buddies about football?
I haven't heard anything.
Same, okay.
It's quiet. It's quiet, other than last week, and they're worried.
Please keep us updated.
A couple of the guys are in town. In fact.
All right, well, I'll give you your time with Nick from Collegeville. That's my boy. He's a good guy.
All right, you got it, Danny. Take it easy, buddy. See you later. Hey, one thing that I got to get off my chest is I'm pissed off. Speaking of Sledgehammer, how could you possibly only fine the Patriots $1.1 million and take away a third-round pick for filming the Bengals and Browns? These are serial cheaters.
Yep.
Serial cheaters.
Yeah, isn't the first time.
Come on, Goodell.
Because Goodell goes, well, it's just the Bengals.
That's ridiculous. You can't. They once again, you can't film the sidelines. They're cheating again, and they should have a first round pick taken away from.
Yeah, they legitimately broke the rules, and it's now been what, the fourth case. Come on.
The first filming into Deflategate and this one.
Yep.
Twice filming stuff. They got to get at least a number one pick. That's not fair.
Yeah, Belichick goes, all right, third round pick, that's fine.
Who cares the third round pick? $1 million, Kraft. He spent more than that when he got pinched.
Yep, and then the Cam Newton signing, they got an incentive out of it where if he plays to a certain level and then leaves,
yeah,
they get a compensatory third round pick. Exactly. So he's like, all right, I'm fine. I got it right back.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And it's amazing, right? Because the league comes down with the penalty, and then moments later, the signing takes place, which completely dwarfs the penalty. It's terrible. Like, if you're an Eagles fan, if you're a fan of any other team in the NFL, but we went through it. We got robbed in Jacksonville. They stole that Super Bowl. They cheated their way to a win in that Super Bowl. They cheated time and time again. They're a bunch of cheaters, and they get a third-round pick taken away from them? That's outrageous.
Yeah, we always talk about how third-round picks mean something, but it's not enough when it comes to this. It's not enough. You're right. It's got to be a first-round pick. You want to tell me second, I'd still be upset and say it's got to be a first-round pick. Yeah, it's nonstop. It's nonstop with this team.
They drive you insane. Insane, man. It's ridiculous. Let's go to Nick. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Nicky.
How's it going, guys?
What's happening, Nicky?
So many going on in the sports world. So, like, I just wanted to weigh in on the basketball restart, you know, and how this is going to affect, you know, Ben Simmons. You know, has he been taking shots during this pandemic, or what's Joel Embiid going to look like? And as far as that Temple Penn State game you guys were talking about, I'm an Ohio State fan, so when you guys beat them, I was like jumping for joy.
Oh, you were rooting TU, Nick.
I was rooting for Temple, guys. And as far as, like, football, you know, I want to see football, you know, because that will give even us as a sports fan, you know, a sense of normalcy. And, you know, I just can't wait for you know, if there's going to be a football season, I just want to watch the Chargers get back in action and see what the Eagles can do and see what sports can do out of this.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm so excited for it because, yeah, it's the normalcy thing, yeah. But listen, it's a way to spend August with something. There's not much you can do, right? There's not a lot of travel you can do. You know, to have basketball? Oh, Nick. Oh, my God. And the beauty is, Nicky, it's noon to midnight every day.
Yeah, that's the awesome thing about it. It's like now basketball can be America's pastime. You know, as of like baseball, last summer was America's pastime. Like, this is amazing. Like, you know, this can bring people together. And that's what sports is. It's like bringing people together.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm excited for it. All right, what do you think? Give me a prediction for the Sixers.
Oh, man. I say they have a deep playoff run. Especially like you said, with Milwaukee, you know, if this is going to affect Milwaukee, now the Sixers, I think, will have a better, you know, chance of winning it all, possibly, you know, in the East. And out of the West, I got the Lakers. I got the Lakers out West.
You got Lakers? So, I love the Clippers, man. I think the Clippers are good.
Yeah, but you also have to know, like, LeBron, you know, he's been there so many times. And I mean, same with Kawhi.
Yeah, but right. You know, well, you say Kawhi wins it by himself last year.
Right. Yeah, he won it by himself pretty much. Well, and he also had a good supporting cast. But other than...
Did he have a good supporting cast?
Davis.
Fred, you know, smells like feet.
Hey, I mean, I don't know, you know.
I mean, I know Fred smells like feet was good. But
that's the thing that kind of scratches my head about, you know, like with the Clippers, like Doc Rivers, you know, what he did in the playoffs last year, you know, I believe they lost to Golden State, and I thought they had a legitimate shot.
Yeah, but now now they got Kawhi. That's my and getting to Paul George, Nicky. That's brother. Great call. I love the Clippers. I think the Clippers are markedly better than the Lakers. I mean, I look at that team, and I give you, all right, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis. But you're going to tell me that's not a wash? LeBron, Anthony Davis, Paul George, and Kawhi?
I mean,
it's almost a wash, no?
I don't think it's a wash.
You think Lakers that much better? Those two that much better?
No, I just don't think it's a wash. I mean, right now, prime Kawhi is obviously better than 40-year-old LeBron, but it's still a pretty good battle.
No, I'm saying that the two stars are a wash. And I have, like, they cancel each other out.
Oh, okay. All right.
What'd you think I said?
I thought you meant, like, it's a wash. Like, it's, you know, it's no question that the Clippers are better, Kawhi and...
No, I'm saying
they
cancel one another out. The two stars on each team cancel each other out.
Yes.
And I like the Clippers' supporting cast better than the Lakers.
Yeah, you got, you know, Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams on the Clippers. You got Landry Shamet, who everybody loves here.
They got Reggie Jackson, who's a nice little backup point guard as well. Marcus Morris, Philadelphia's own.
Yeah, that was a big buyout.
They got Montrezl Harrell, who can play a little bit. Zubats can play a little bit. That's a pretty deep team. They got friggin' Magruder as an 11th guy. Magruder. Michael Green.
Yeah, I think.
That's a good squad.
Yeah, I think it's a better team. They are. But I mean, I still like the Lakers. I mean, they still have some nice. They got Danny Green still on that team, and you know, Dwight Howard off the bench is okay. He's not going to score for you really, but he's going to D up, grab you some rebounds.
He stinks.
Future Hall of Famer, Dwight Howard.
I hate Dwight Howard. Poison. You like this squad? JaVale McGee, Kuzma, who I think's overrated.
So overrated.
Rondo, Bricklayer,
Caldwell Pope. He fits his role, Rondo.
He does. No, I agree. Listen, Rondo's all right. Danny Green, you know, it's all right. Not better than the Clippers.
He's got a ring, Danny Green.
Yeah, I like Danny Green.
Couple rings, San Antonio and last year.
I got to go, I go Clippers.
Yeah, I think they have the deeper team.
I go Clippers in a big way.
You know, there's always something about LeBron. He's, you know, he'll find a way to steal a game or two.
Yeah, well, really? Well, steal a game or two. They're the favorite. You sold her the favorite coming in.
And I still go Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Clippers a lot.
So do I.
The second Kawhi went over there with Paul George, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, that's my point. By the way, if Kawhi wins another one, if Kawhi beats LeBron and wins another one, and then he goes on to win a couple more, is he how?
He's in the conversation.
Right?
Yeah.
Is he tailing LeBron?
He's in the conversation. The only thing that will hold him back from a lot of people is, he didn't do it over 82 games. He always did 60. He always did load management. There will be people like the NBA writers that go, load management. Yeah. You know, it rubs people the wrong way.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't.
People will say that's why he'll never be in the conversation with Jordan, is because Jordan always did it over 82 games.
Well, I agree with that.
But Kawhi, as talented as he is, obviously didn't do it over 82 games.
And Kobe played.
Yeah.
Kobe played. Anyway. It's great to actually talk about basketball.
Yeah, legit
right?
Sports.
Like, it's great to actually talk about having games. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a sucker for a game midweek. Like a mid-afternoon, midweek game. I love day games during the week. Stuff that is completely different. And the fact that we're going to get noon to midnight every day. It is like, to me, awesome as a consumer. But it's also brilliant by the NBA. Because the NBA, you're now, like, if you put a football, an NFL game on a Thursday afternoon, you're going to find a way to watch it, right? Well, now that you're going to have NBA in the summer during the day, people will watch it, right? You go to a bar, you know, you're off summertime, you can vacation down the shore. You want to go to a bar to watch a game?
Yeah, and let's face it, people are not working until 5 o'clock right now, right?
No.
The people that are working from home.
But I'm talking about in the long haul, what this does, you can now grow the game in a bigger way. Instead of having every game tip off at either 7 o'clock, you know, your normal 7, 8:30, 10:30, you now can use the whole day. And you expose the game to that many more people. Right? So you're going to grow the league. Because the league, everybody's going to watch. You'll sit there and watch Zion, no?
Oh, of course.
If Zion's playing.
4 o'clock?
Right.
Hell yeah.
You're watching Zion.
And you're getting done right around dinner time. Of course you're in.
To me, day basketball, now, I think it hurts baseball. I really do. I think baseball is going to suffer from it. But I think the NBA moving into the summer is a great thing for that league. I would play the title Labor Day weekend. That would be game set. It can't go further than Labor Day weekend. Game 7 would be Labor Day, if necessary. You like that?
Yes. I mean, it hurts my sport, but yes, I would love that, obviously. I'd be a big fan of that.
Like, you run the finals, you run the playoffs all the month of August. July and August are the playoffs.
And then next week, it's, you know, you go right into football. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Could you imagine?
Radio, we got a lot of open lines. You want to chime in on a Monday. Thinking about it gets me sportsgasmic. That's good to look forward to. Cubs ready to tune us right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.